Dan and Shay, speechless on Mix 97. Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in this morning. Before we get to the conversation about fatigue, I want to welcome Quinte West Fire Chief John Whalen to the show. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Not bad. A couple of things before we get into what's happening in Quinte West, the fire hall, just after 8 this morning. There was an accident on the 401 today. Tractor trailer brakes caught on fire. I know your crew were out there. Give us the latest.
Yeah, well, they're still on scene, but very minor, just the rear brakes caught fire. So everything's, I just checked in there, everything's off the highway to the shoulder, so traffic's moving fine there, Sean.
All right. John, you're also, Quinte West is hosting the 911 Memorial today, just after 8 o'clock. You'll have firefighters, first responders, volunteer firefighters, all out today from Belleville and Quinte West in the area. Special day, as you remember. What went on in New York City on this date 18 years ago?
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's 18 years ago, but I will say we've all done little memorials. So Chief McDonald and I got together and he said, why don't we rotate it? So I said, that's a good idea. So we thought we'd host it here at our new hall. But, you know, I don't know about you, Sean, but I can sure remember what happened. I know the old hall, we're standing there, Captain and I and another firefighter, and the phone rang, and one of our guys said, turn the television on. We turned it on, and we'll never forget seeing the tower on fire, and the news guy was saying, oh, maybe it was a sightseeing plane or something like that that hit the tower, and we're all thinking, well, no, that's too much devastation. And then, of course, the other plane struck. So everybody remembers what happened, and close to 3,000 people died. So today we're going to have a brief little memorial, and at 8:46 we're going to ring one of our bells and have one of our federal Q sirens. That's what the New York City fire use, so we'll have that going, and we've got our reverend here to say a few words as well.
All right, well, thanks for the update on the 401, and folks are invited this morning just after 8 o'clock, so in about 20 minutes you'll be starting that event.
Yeah, about 8:15, and got quite a few politicians from there, and it's nice to see that said they'd be here as well.
All right, thank you, John Whalen, Quinte West Fire Chief. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Have a good day, guys. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, Julie, we're talking about fatigue, but we're all kind of reminiscing off air about where we were on 9/11, and but we have another agenda today. We'll come back to that. You want to talk about decision making?
Yeah, we're going to talk about decision fatigue and how, when decisions accumulate, the quality of those decisions declines.
All right. So where do you want to start?
Well, you know, how many decisions do you think you make in an average day? Just throw out a number.
135.
Okay. Anybody else?
I make two.
You make two.
40.
40. Okay, well, actually, an average adult makes about 35,000 remotely conscious decisions each day. A child makes about 3,000. So you, the three of you were a little off on that, but good decision. At least you made a choice.
I feel like we're on autopilot, really. Kind of like get up, get coffee, go to the bathroom.
So it's like our brain never stops thinking.
That's right. That's right. So, and according to Cornell University, we make about 226 decisions each day on just food alone. And the more responsibilities you have, the larger the number. So if you think about, you know, because your numbers were a little low on your guess, but if you think about how many choices you already made today, like just, you know, whether it was like, okay, some things are automatic, like maybe what time you get up, but, you know, how are you going to carry out your morning? Where am I going to park? All those things are kind of remotely conscious decisions. But these accumulated choices, they obviously affect our health, our relationships, our work, the environment we live in, and just our overall life practice, like how we go about our day. So there's different ways we make decisions. Sometimes they're impulsive. And the ones that seem to work best are those ones we make critically. So we really weigh out, you know, what that decision is going to look like. But when you're making thousands of decisions, obviously, they're not going to all involve critical thought. And this is where that decision fatigue comes in. So just to define decision fatigue, it's described in psychology as a decline in the quality of decisions when too many are made in a row. So if you make many decisions in a day, those you make at the end of the day may not be so good. Like, you know, you said you eat chips six nights a week. So that may be, even though your intention when you get up in the day is you're going to follow your food plan and do everything, you know, for your health. You go through all your meetings, you know, you're also maybe helping Taylor with some decisions in Ottawa, maybe weighing in on some stuff for Liam. You're here at the radio station, then you're out in the community and you're
City Council.
Yeah, all those things. So then when you're driving home at the end of the day, it's like, wow, like, should I go home and make myself that salad that I was going to make, which is going to take me about 30 minutes to make? Uh-oh, there's a drive-thru, so maybe I'll just hit that drive-thru, and then that's the easiest decision.
Certainly not me.
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not. But for some people other than you, you know, that might be it. So what ends up happening is we, because we get so overloaded with decisions, we either defer to someone else. So when you're really busy with decisions, it sometimes feels good for someone else to just make that for you. Like, I don't care. Like, what do you want to do? And then the other person weighs in and you just go with that. Or like the drive-through example, you take the path of least resistance. So what do we do about that? Because we're not alone. If that's, if we're all making that number of decisions, you know, Forbes magazine, they actually talked about President Obama and how he wore the basic outfit, the same basic outfit daily to cut down on decisions. And he acknowledged that this was purposeful. So either a gray or a navy suit, because he didn't have to think about it, because with so many decisions on the plate, he didn't want that to be have to be one of them.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to do, is to have like a routine every day. Like, you know, I get up, have a 16 ounces of water, have a cup of coffee, do the same thing kind of a little bit every day, park in the same parking spot, just so that the other bigger things that you need to tackle in the day and in life, you know, you can put your focus on that, because the other little things you just do automatically.
Right. And actually, that's like a routine for success, right? Because you're cutting down on all of those, you know, do I eat this? Do I eat that? You know, do I, you know, where do I park? What do I wear? So cut down on those decisions.
All right. We'll be back with Dr. Julie Galthorpe. We have a decision here we have to make. We have to play some commercials.
This portion of Sean and Orlena on Mix 97.